Welcome back to What's Happening at CM Library for the week of July 23rd through July 28th. I'm Mark, and I'm joined by...
I'm Walker.
And I'm Beth.
Thank you for joining us.
Okay, so at South County this week, we've got some great programs. On the 25th at 2 p.m. for the teens and preteens, we've got a retro video gaming program. You can have fun exploring old technology and classic games from the 70s to the 2000s. While developing literacy, critical thinking, and teamwork skills. Now that sounds pretty awesome. In fact, my husband and I just got the Nintendo Classic Edition.
Ooh.
And I was up way too late last night playing Dr. Mario.
Oh, I was so bad at Dr. Mario. I'm terrible at Dr. Mario. Yes.
That's the Tetris kind of.
Sort of.
They're sort of puzzle, yeah. But they're pills.
Pills,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
It's probably not the best message.
I'm still on a high for my skills last night. My husband was pretty impressed. The games that will be available at the Retro Gaming Afternoon are the Super Nintendo Classic, the Retrobit Super Retrocade, Atari Flashback, and Sega Genesis. Okay. For adults at South County, we've got a yoga program also on the 25th at 6 p.m. And this is actually a yoga for cancer program. It will explain how yoga classes for cancer patients can provide a much-needed outlet for stress relief and physical strengthening during what may be the most challenging time of a person's life. Sounds pretty interesting. For more information on these programs, please visit cmlibrary.org. Occasionally, the library branches will partner with outside presenters to come in and do a special program for the library. And this week, we have several opportunities for children to experience nature programs offered by some outside groups. Often we partner with Parks and Recreation, and they do some special programs. And this week, Parks and Recreation is offering a woodland wildlife at two of our branches. They will be at Morrison Regional Library on Wednesday the 25th at 2 p.m. And children will have the opportunity to learn about woodland wildlife and explore nature. The same program will be offered at Independence Regional Library on Thursday the 26th at 2 p.m.
On Wednesday, July 25th at 3 o'clock at our South County Regional Branch, we have an awesome program for kids school age and preteens. CM Library presents Fossil Dig. Join us as we dig deep into the past and uncover creatures from long ago in this hands-on program.
I can dig it.
Sounds pretty cool.
I just watched the second original Jurassic Park last night with my nephew.
See, now, I personally do not recognize any other Jurassic Park movie other than the first. I am an OG Jurassic Park fan. I am a purist, yes.
It's yes. Sam Neill or nothing.
Exactly, Sam Neill and Laura Dern.
Well, they were in, and were they in any others? Laura Dern was briefly in, like, the third one.
I think this was the Jeff Goldblum-tastic one.
Yes.
He gets to skitter about and be himself. His same character in every one, which I love. I mean, it's not a knock, but he is the same character in every movie.
Yes, and in the second one, they showed Mr. Hammond's grandchildren briefly, you know, 4 years later, and they were a lot older. They looked a lot older.
Oh, because they were the kids in the first one.
Yeah,
sure.
I have nothing to add. I actually fell asleep in Jurassic Park.
Oh,
gosh.
I was really tired. I just gotten back from sleepaway camp, in my defense. My sister and I both fell asleep. My mom dropped us off at the movie theater, and we fell asleep. I need to watch it again.
You need to try those again.
20 years later?
Yeah.
How many years
You've
later?
You've had 20 years to catch up on.
Yeah.
It's been on your to-do list for quite a while.
I think probably
now.
More than 20 years, actually.
Well, did you have you watched the new ones?
No.
I guess not.
I haven't watched any except part of the first one.
You need to watch them all in order.
Okay. Summer project.
There you go.
Speaking of dinosaurs, CM Library presents Carolina Reptile Rescue. This event is at Mountain Island on July 24th at 2 p.m. Learn about reptiles of native to North Carolina with Grove Barfield, chairman of the Carolinas for Reptile Rescue and the Education Center of Gastonia.
Does anybody know what reptiles are native to North Carolina?
Copperheads?
Definitely copperheads. It's not the salamander, but it's the other, not gecko either. But you see them all over. Is it a skink?
Yeah,
skink.
Maybe so. The ones that are... all in the yard and everything.
Clearly we should attend this program so we could learn something. CM Library also presents Animal Exploration at the Hickory Grove Library on Wednesday, July 24th at 11 a.m. This is a school-age event discover the wonderful world of animals, and travel across the world to discover unique creatures and their relationships in the environment. Investigate fascinating adaptations that help animals survive in particular biomes. This is kind of exactly the opposite of what we, you know, the other one was very central to North Carolina. And it's kind of neat, you get to see a global perspective and see what's developing and how they've changed. I wonder if there'd be anything from Australia, the supposed most dangerous continent in the world.
Especially at night.
At night?
Yeah.
Really?
That's when everything comes out?
Yep. At least that's what I learned on Kangaroo Jack.
On Kangaroo Jack. Well, that's...
Is that all the dingoes?
Between that and the...
Yes.
There'll be no dingoes eating your babies at these programs.
I hope not. The dingoes got your babies.
Coming up this week at our Scaly Bark branch on Tuesday, July 24th at 6 p.m., we have CM Library Presents TK the Chemist, Wacky Weird Science. Watch as your body comes alive with these weird, wacky, and unusual scientific expeditions. That sounds like it could get messy. What do you think?
Very much so. Very.
On Thursday, July 26th at 6 p.m., we have a program for teens called CM Library Presents Photography and Photoshop. Attendees will have an inside look in the world of fashion, portrait, and product photography. I really want to go to this because I want to make myself look 10 years younger in photographs.
Not a bad idea.
No. The glamour shots at the library.
No glamour shots. And finally, we have in our adult book club on Monday, July 23rd at 11 a.m. This month, we are reading Grist Mill Road by Christopher Yates. Has anyone read that one?
Sounds corny. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh, that was fantastic. For information on these and all of our programs, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week at the University City Regional Library, Monday, July 23rd, Living Longer, Living Smarter at 10 a.m. Living Longer, Living Smarter is about preparing for the future. None of us can predict for sure what tomorrow will bring. That's why it's important to decide what you want, to create a plan and get there and share it with those who need to know. So this is all about preparing yourself for life's changes medically and health, and maintaining your health and your well-being as you age. I think this is something that everybody should be aware of, whether you're at that age and not. You've probably got parents or grandparents that you're caring for. Mm-hmm. And even if this isn't necessarily for you, I bet you there's someone in your family that you can get benefit from this knowledge.
Absolutely.
Also at University City, ABC has active shooter training. The ABCs of active shooter training is a free 2-hour course designed to provide and empower individuals with the survival skills to stay alive until law enforcement arrives and the ultimate survival of an active shooter event. These are skills that translate to workplace, schools, places of worship, shopping malls, and any other location in which an active shooter might be a threat. This is a high-energy presentation with interaction and demonstration. We do not use hands-on training or surprise scenarios. So this is going to be presented by CMPD Officer Fisk. So again, we do have a professional coming in to help us with this program. It's unfortunate that we need this sort of training in our lives, but I think it's really great that the library is providing this kind of opportunity for our community.
I've attended the training, and it is, yes, as you said, something I wish I didn't need to know, but does kind of make me feel better that I have some idea what I would do in that situation.
Also at University City, Teen Summer Break Disney Movie Karaoke. This is on Thursday, July 26th. Teens, come and join us and sing some of your favorite Disney songs. Well, whether you want to do a solo or duets, we'll have the songs ready for you at this karaoke event. Looks like a lot of fun. And I can't wait to maybe sneak in and do a little Let It Go.
Oh, I was going to ask, what is your favorite Disney movie?
I'm all in for Part of Your World.
I was going to say, I think that would be my choice.
I know. 90s. Yep.
Yes.
Which one's Part of Your World?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. And The Lion King.
Oh, yeah. Hakuna Matata.
Yes. Looks like we'll be taking a trip to university.
is it the Holy World? Is that the Aladdin?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Also, Moana's got some serious
Yes,
good tune.
Some really, really good.
That's quite the transition from active shooting to Disney karaoke.
University City's got it all.
Yeah. they do.
We do it all at the library. A little something for everybody. To learn more about this and other events, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, coming up at Betty's Ford, we have Satellite Studio Session, which is going to be on Thursday, July 26th, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn how to create digital media and produce audio and video content while gaining experience with new technology and devices. Has anyone partaken in the Satellite Studio since it's been out?
No.
It's really interesting. So, you know, I'm at Teens at Independence, and so we have it for the summer, and it's a cool way for kids to, well, kids, adults, and teens to make a ready animation video, record.
Yeah, this is the stop motion background. Yes. All kinds of, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We have like a green screen for them to do like a backdrop if they want to do like a little fun video with their friends. We also have a way for them to actually make beats and record over it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah. So last summer I had a teen who came in. He was very talented in like music. He came in, he did a beat, and it was amazing. So, yeah,
awesome.
You guys, yeah. And like I said, it's for adults, children, and teens. So if you,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, uh-huh. It really is. It really is. The teens love it. Also, at Betty's Ford, we have Adult Sensory Storytime, which is going to be on Monday, July 23rd, 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. Join us for the story time filled with stories, songs, and activities specifically designed for adults with autism spectrum disorders, sensory integration issues, or other developmental disabilities. So if you know someone, definitely go check that out. Also, Betty's Ford have afternoon adventures, trivia for kids with Kahoot, Wednesday, July 25th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for kids trivia with Kahoot. Test your knowledge of books, entertainment, and more. Participants are encouraged to bring a mobile device.
That is fun.
Yeah, yeah, I really enjoy it. It's really fun. You definitely need to bring a device.
Yes.
What age is that for?
It's families, school age, 5 to 11, and preteens, 10 to 11.
Yeah. And Kahoot is free. You do not have to download anything if you don't want. You can do it right through your browser on your mobile device.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Absolutely. And for more information, please visit us at www.cmlibrary.org.
Steel Creek's got some great programs this week. For children and families, the Frontline Puppeteers, Tuesday, July 24th at 3 p.m. This is a special performance by the library's Frontline Puppeteers, and it's about 45 minutes. It's a puppet show based on stories from children's picture books. And this is really geared towards the preschool age, probably about 3 up until early elementary school. So I would say 3 to 8 is the target age group for this. For adults at Steel Creek this week, we've got a small business concierge program on July 25th at 10 a.m. And this program will provide assistance with navigating the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County and the state of North Carolina business resources for creating a business plan and filing for assumed name, finding funding sources, starting a business in North Carolina, incorporating a business, market research, understanding QuickBooks, taxes, and record keeping, and more. If you're thinking of starting a small business, this sounds like a great program.
Yeah.
Also for adults, this week we've got a special program about container herb gardening.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
This is Wednesday the 25th at 6 p.m. This will teach you how to grow tasty herbs in small spaces. No yard, no problem.
That would be really good considering all the apartments that are going up in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Everybody's got a little tiny balcony or something, but still be able to have a little garden would be really nice.
And herbs are really hard to mess up. Because
yeah,
I am a terrible gardener, but I mean, we've had rosemary going for like 3 years.
Wow.
That's still good. So, yeah.
I know nothing about gardening. It seems like this might be a good place to start.
Yeah. And it's small, so it's not a huge.
Yeah, not too
overwhelming.
And who doesn't need basil? You know,
exactly.
Or some nice cilantro, nice
well,
salsa.
So I'm a big fan of, I get the rosemary stem, the whole
uh-huh.
thing, and I'll fillet the chicken breast just slightly open,
uh-huh.
and I'll just put like 3 stems in there and then seal it by like putting a toothpick through it. A little lemon juice, throw it on the grill. It's fantastic. The rosemary really does come through the breast. It's pretty
wow.
awesome.
So next week, Mark will be cooking for
yes. Chef 101.
So yeah, there's a lot of really easy ways to use a home garden to just up your cooking game.
For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Myers Park Branch Library, Lego Challenge on Wednesday, July 25th at 1:30. This is a school-age event that focuses science, engineering, and math. Join us for our Lego Challenge. Learn math concepts, sorting, building, and geometry while developing problem-solving and innovating thinking skills. This program is designed especially for school-age children ages 6 to 10. Now, I actually do this with my 4-year-old, and I've really seen the way it changes his cognitive thinking in terms of just building things and putting it together. And he'll get really frustrated when he can't get something to work or if it keeps falling apart, and he'll have to, tell him to calm down, let's take a look, let's see what we need to do. And we'll talk about structure and how we need to make it a little bit stronger here so it'll support itself. And this is exactly what the program is about, just kind of understanding it's just not cramming things together and making it random, but actually building something. It's very individually focused. You kind of lead your own exploration. Nice. But it's really a fun way to play with kids and have a way for them to learn when they don't realize they're learning.
Wow.
Nice.
What's the neatest thing your son has built doing a Lego?
Everything is either a train or a rocket ship.
Okay.
But none of them look like a train or a rocket ship. To my eye, he is he's probably a very progressive thinker, and he's a future engineer. He's going to have concepts that I just can't understand. So he's just beyond me.
Now, how many Legos do you have to pick up after?
Well, so you got to plan it right. You got to have your bins with your various things, so it's very easy to make clean up. And then really, it's just a matter of holding the bin at the end of the table and scraping it off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like there's a technique. There's a technique behind it.
See, I imagine Legos all over the floor. And
there's
stepping
that
on them, yeah.
There is that, and that's how you find them.
Ouch.
So that Lego program, you're not following any directions?
Not necessarily. There are schematics laid out, and that's designed by Lego. So you have this huge bin of just random pieces, but you also have the schematics for all the things you could build with those specific pieces, because they all come from kits. Mm-hmm. But there's also just generic pieces in there as well that aren't specific to kits. So we did this, and there's just a little simple one that's just a rocket ship. And literally it has the step-by-step of you need to find this piece, and this piece. And then, of course, it's all in a bin, so you kind of have to sort through and find what you're looking for. But there are schematics, but you can just do your own thing as well.
Cool.
Also at Myers Park, Mobile Tech Cafe featuring Freegle. Freegle is one of our premier resources. I love this. This is actually a service that you can set up on your mobile device or on your computer. You get to download 5 free songs every single week. Last year, I got the entire new Tribe Called Quest album for free, downloaded from the library. It's completely legal. I still have it. I got to keep it. But also, as my kids have grown up, I've tried to get music for them. I don't know what's good kid music, so I can explore on Freegle, and then I can actually just download things for free, legally, and keep them. And if it's not something good, I didn't waste my money on an album that my kids don't like. So I really encourage people of all ages to explore Freegle. It's a wonderful resource. And that is going to be, again, at Myers Park on Thursday, July 26th at 10 a.m. This is an all-ages event focusing on adults because they're the ones who are going to be primarily using the technology. But this really is a great resource for you to use with your kids.
Baby Shark. They all want to hear Baby Shark.
What is Baby Shark?
What is that? I was going to ask.
Can you do a little bit of that for us?
No.
I'll have to look that one up.
It's terrible.
Really?
It will be in your head all day.
Is that the name of the artist or the song?
It's the song.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Baby Shark. Mama Shark.
Awesome. Also at Myers Park, Afternoon Adventures featuring Pet Rocks. Learn about this 70s craze and go home with your own pet rock. So at this event, you're actually going to get to create and design your own pet rock and explore where the concepts come from. This is definitely one of the more interesting and innovative things that have come out of our culture. It's amazing that this caught on. I know that with my first child as he was going through daycare, I got, for Father's Day, I got a U-Rock, and they made a little pet rock at school. And then 2 years later, my daughter was in the same age, so I got the same thing, so I have two pet rocks. It's really interesting. It's a lot of fun. So there is a tactile element to the program. And then, of course, you get to learn a little bit about history and the amazing boom that was.
Yeah, before LOL Kids or LOL Kids, whatever those are. Before Furbies, before Tickle Me Elmo, before Cabbage Patch Kids, there was a rock.
Now, is this tied into that current trend where people are painting rocks and just leaving them in random places for other people to pick up?
I don't think that's tied together, but I experienced that. I was camping with my family a couple weeks ago, and we found those all over the campgrounds. Yeah. And I think there was actually someone within one of the host sites within the campground. They actually had like an activity every Saturday where the kids could go to their site and paint the rocks and stuff and just leave them for people to find.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know where that came from. That's where I didn't know it was a thing until I saw it.
Yeah.
Camping.
I was unaware of this trend.
Yeah, me too. So are the rocks just painted or do they have like a message on it?
Both.
Both.
Sometimes it's, you know, Skyla 2013, you know, and it's just a person's name and a date, or other times it's just a really colorful rock. So we found all kinds of neat little things. And my kid wanted to take home all of them, of course.
Sort of like geocaching without technology, I guess.
Or Easter egg hunt element to it. Yeah. You know? It was, but it was really interesting. I hadn't experienced that before.
Interesting.
Keep your eyes out for rocks.
So to learn about this program and others, visit cmlibrary.org. Rock on.
All right, guys, at Hickory Grove on Saturday, July 28th, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., ASC Culture Blocks and CM Library presents Clayworks. With this workshop, bring your own ideas of what you want to create. Can't think of anything? Our teaching artists will have a few projects and ideas to suggest. This workshop will also feature the Potter's Wheel. Have anyone done Clayworks?
Mm-mm. No, I used the Potter's Wheel probably like in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very neat program. It is a way for teens, and it looks like here at Hickory Grove is for adults, older adults, and families. So it's a family program.
Nice.
It's a way for guys to create something that they can take home with them and be creative, you know, freestyle. If they want to make a mug, they could do that. I actually had a girl in one of my Clayworks program who made like a little baby elephant. It was so cute.
Aww.
And it was in their showcase that they had.
Good for her.
A very, very neat program. Also at Hickory Grove on Monday, July 23rd, 4 p.m. to 4:45 p.m., teen research session one-on-one. Teen from ages 12 to 18, if you need to improve your reading skills, do you need help with college or job application, confused about online resources or school assignments, sign up for a free 45-minute individual study session with our teen librarian. So this is the time if, you know, you teens have lost a little bit of knowledge in summer break for you to come and sharpen your skills.
This seems like a really good thing for maybe a young person who's transitioning from middle school to high school.
Absolutely.
Help with that transition. They probably get some experience about what to expect, I would imagine, as well.
Absolutely. So for more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Matthews this week, some special programs. We've got the Frontline Storytellers coming for a children's program. This is geared towards ages 5 to 11. And children will experience storytelling with Carl Schwenke, who is a local storyteller. He actually works at the Myers Park branch and has quite a following there. This is traditional storytelling, just using their voice and their bodies to tell a story. They're not using music or books themselves to tell the story. So it's a really neat experience. Children really react well to it, and it's a good thing to check out. On Tuesday the 24th at 3 p.m., there's a community service project available for teens. And they will be making friendship bracelets to encourage others in the community. Do you want to help the library with improving lives and building a stronger community? If so, get yourself to Matthews Library on the 24th.
This also counts as community service hours. So if you're trying to meet a goal for graduation or for some other sort of something to get yourself ready as you're starting to apply for college and things, this does count towards your community service hours.
Making friendship bracelets is so fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all these talk about friendship bracelets and pottery is making me want to get creative this summer.
Absolutely.
Okay, and finally at Matthews on Saturday the 28th at 2 p.m., there is a country blues workshop with Sidewalk Bob. You can join him to learn about the history of blues and hear pre- and post-war country blues in the North Mississippi style. This interactive journey of music and stories of the music of the African-American past follows a uniquely Southern trail to revisit field hollers, work songs, chants, and Southern Baptist gospel along the Mississippi Delta. This program goes through the history of the blues beginning in Africa and takes us up to the 60s with an emphasis, that's the 1960s, with an emphasis on pre-war, World War II, acoustic blues. And I had the opportunity to hear him play recently over at Myers Park. And this guy is quite entertaining. He's got a great interactive style, really engages the crowd, and definitely worth checking out. This is geared towards adults and older adults. For more information on these programs, visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at West Boulevard, on Tuesday, July 24th at 10 a.m., we have a program for seniors. ASC Culture Blocks Digital Art. Explore a new way to create art with our special guest instructors, Rosalia and Jonathan. iPad art will allow you to use digital media tools to create and print an original piece of artwork. You can bring your own iPad if you have one. If you don't, there will be a limited number available. I love all the art programs at West Boulevard. It seems like they always have something really cool going on. On Tuesday, July 24th at 3:30, we have a teen program, Measure Up,
Teen Cooking Challenge. Learn how to read a cookbook and follow a recipe to become a successful cook. This is very useful because I am very far from my teen years and I cannot cook very well. So.
And this also helps them prepare for college if any of them are going off to college in the next year.
Yes.
You know, living in the dorm rooms and stuff like that, you're going to want to know how to cook.
Yeah, more than just mac and cheese.
I know, I was going to say, Easy Mac cannot keep you alive. Well, I guess it can, but probably shouldn't.
And the teens love to eat.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
And finally, on Wednesday, July 25th at 11 a.m., we have a family program. In Reaches Troop 801 presents Barnyard News. Troop 801 is a professional touring puppet troupe comprised of individuals with special needs. The show Barnyard News teaches a message of acceptance of all and that our uniqueness is what makes each of us special. That sounds like such a great program for everyone involved. Has anyone ever seen this troupe perform? Well, maybe we should all go check it out.
Let's go check it out, guys.
West Boulevard, Wednesday, July 25th at 11. And for more information on these and any of our programs, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Menhill Branch Library, come for STEM 101 Jackson Pollock. These events are to participate on hands-on science experiments, engineering, and math puzzles, ages 8 to 18. Registration is required, so there's limited spacing. This is, again, on Tuesday the 24th at 6 p.m. You do want to wear clothing that you don't mind if it gets messed up, and they will try to do some outside activities, weather providing. So if you want, you can do what my wife and kids do and just steal clothes from dad's garage to dad's drawers. That'll cover everything for you. But make sure you do bring a change of clothes or something to wear over your existing clothes so that if you get stains and things on them. And, yeah, that program sounds pretty spot on.
That was also terrible.
You're now listening to Dad Jokes with Mark.
We did that last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did
Dad Jokes. Also at the Menhill Library, Charlotte Library presents Amazing Mr. Archer. Mr. Archer provides a unique storytelling experience through balloon entertainment. His motto is, if you can visualize it, you can balloonatize it. Has anybody had Mr. Archer at their branch?
Not yet. We have him in August, but I'm pretty excited. I've heard good things.
This would be a lot of fun. Who can go wrong with balloon animals?
Yeah.
Right?
I always like the giant balloon hats, like the giant balloon cowboy hats. And
yeah.
It's not just about swords and dogs.
No, that's right.
It's all fun and games till one pops and
yeah.
His children start screaming.
Or adults.
Oh, no.
Also at Mint Hill, Oldies Music Trivia, Thursday, July 26th at 3 p.m. This is an event for adults and older adults. Join the Menhill volunteer, Mr. Lance. He leads us on a 1950s and 1960s musical trivia competition. Sign up and bring a friend today. Registration is required.
I'm glad oldies is 1950s and 1960s, because I get really angry when, you know, like the classic rock stations start playing like U2. I'm like, excuse me.
It's not oldies. Well, in Menhill, the streets do have names. To learn about these programs and others, visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys. Are you in your 20s or 30s and looking to join a book club? Come to the Plaza Midwood International Authors Book Club as we tour the world through literature. That'll be on Saturday, July 28, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. This month, they will be reading Man Tiger, and that is by Ika Kernewine. And please register for this event, and you can do so by going to cmlibrary.org. Also at Plaza Midwood, we have Lego Club. It's going to be on Tuesday, July 24th, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's for school age, ages 5 through 11. Lego Idea Books will be on hand and available for checkout. Also at Plaza Midwood, we will have Family Story Time on the Plaza. That'll be on Tuesday, July 24th, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And that'll be for families to join in on that Family Story Time. So for more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
And a real quick plug for Plaza Midwood. We just finished our basic remodel. We've got some great new teen space, and we've had paint on the walls for a little while now, but we finally got some new shelving. We've done a little redesign of the collection, tried to make things a little more accessible. More seating, again, a very defined teen space is something we've been working towards for quite some time, but we're really excited to have you come and visit us here at the Plaza Midwood Library.
For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Mountain Island this week, for teens, an escape room, Mission Impossible. You have what it takes to complete Mission Impossible. Use teamwork, critical thinking, and logic to escape our room just in time for the release of Mission Impossible Fallout. Registration is required for this event. And this is Thursday, July 26th at 5. Who here has done an escape room?
Not me.
I have.
I have two. I have two with my teams. We created one. Recently, a few weeks ago, NBA was the thing because you had LeBron against Stephen Curry. So we did an escape room NBA edition.
Cool.
Ooh. It was fun. It was really, really fun.
Did the teens like it?
Oh, they loved it. They really, really loved it. I think more so they liked it because we had a lockbox. And in the lockbox, we stuffed snacks in there. So in order for them to get the code right and get to the snacks, they had to answer all these questions. So it took about 45 minutes.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Nice little incentive built in there. It's pretty good.
Right?
Okay, also at Mountain Island this week, Tuesday, July 24th, Microsoft PowerPoint Basics. This is for adults, older adults and teens. And then on the 26th, if you pass the Microsoft Basics or need something a little more difficult, they have Microsoft PowerPoint 2013 Intermediate, and that is the 26th at 10 a.m.
What's great about the PowerPoint software is that's actually something you can use whether you're doing a presentation or you just want to create a flyer. It's actually very versatile. So it's something that if you don't feel like you're very comfortable with those two areas, whether it's making a presentation or making a pamphlet, PowerPoint will actually show you how to do that as well. So I think it's a pretty great resource.
Also, PowerPoint, it's a lot easier to insert video and sound than it used to be. It's cool for that, too.
That's always a plus.
Y'all are right on point with that.
Yes.
Okay, and finally, in Mountain Island, on Thursday the 26th at 2 p.m., there's a Meet the Author event. Monica Wood is a self-published author. You can come and learn about her writing process, inspiration, and career path. Sounds like it'd be a great program for children that are interested in writing themselves. This program is actually geared towards school-age children, 5 to 11. So bring your budding writers over to Mountain Island.
That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved that when I was that age.
Were you a budding writer?
Yeah. I've never written anything since then.
For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at our Morrison Regional Branch, we have Survival Camping, Monday, July 23rd at 2 p.m. And this program is for teens. Whether you are new to camping or not, bringing the right equipment and supplies is crucial to having a good time and being safe. This is a great program for the summer. Is anybody going camping this summer?
I don't camp, as a general rule.
I second that.
I like camping, but I wouldn't call it survival camping. Mm. I would call it sitting around a fire and eating camping.
Yeah. That's my speed now.
Okay.
I might be able to get on board with glamping.
Glamping?
What is glamping?
Glamping, I think, is like high-end camping. I think you get like an air-conditioned tent. You really glamorous. Have someone there to like wait on you.
Wow.
I think it's for the, you know.
Glamorous camping.
The glamorous.
Okay. That's what I get into.
On Wednesday, July 25th at 12:15, we have this month's book club meeting, Murder by the Book. This month, we will be reading Close to Home by Kara Hunter. So if you like murder, come on out on Wednesday, July 25th at 12:15.
Ooh.
For more information on these and any of our events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
At the main library this week, we have the Community Service Project for Teens, Library Improvements. This is an ongoing series of activities and projects that are happening at the main library to revitalize the second floor and create space that is welcoming and inviting to people of all ages. We've got lots of study nooks and meeting places, and they're really getting vibrant with paint and color. And it's a really great opportunity to get those community service hours, and I'd recommend any teen come to the second floor and sign up for that event. Again, that is on Monday, July 23rd at 9 a.m. at the main library. Writes Like You Mean It, Thursday, July 26th at the main library at 10 a.m. in the Dowd Foundation Learning Studio. Explore different styles of writing and have fun in a comfortable environment. This group is open to anyone who is ready to write. Beginners and experienced writers are welcome. Special guest writer Glenn Proctor will lead us in creative writing exercises. So it sounds like a great opportunity for budding writers. Landlord-Tenant Rights Webinar, Thursday, July 26th at 2:30 at the main library in the Dowd Learning Studio. This event is to focus on tenant rights with regard to landlords who are not taking care of repairs. There'll be a short video that you'll preview, and then there's an attorney who's volunteering his time that you'll be able to reach through a webinar. So there will be someone there, professional, that can answer questions for you after you watch the video. This is something that'll probably be really good for a lot of folks that are having difficulties with getting those kinds of repairs. Free legal help. kind of hard to turn that down. I really think you ought to explore this if you're having issues with your landlord. Again, that's Thursday, July 26th at 2:30 p.m. If you're interested in this and any other event at the public library, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, at Independence Regional, we have Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Shakespeare's Clues Acting Workshop. That's going to be on Saturday, July 28th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Join Christian Casper, a professionally trained Shakespearean actor, in an acting workshop to examine how the depth of human nature in Shakespeare plays are forever intertwined with contemporary application. That program is for adults, older adults, and teens. And please make sure you go online to register for this event. Also at Independence, we have Satellite Studio Session. That's going to be on Monday, July 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn how to create digital media and produce audio and video content while gaining experience with the new technology and devices. For more information, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Sugar Creek, we've got a program for children. This is geared towards preschool and school age children, really ages 3 to 11. This program is called Big Rig Kids. We've got a special presenter who will be there teaching and exploring bullying prevention. So that sounds like a great program for the whole family. Also at Sugar Creek on Wednesday the 25th at 2 p.m. for teens, there's a kitchen chemistry program. So teens can explore chemistry as seen in cooking, one of the oldest and most widespread uses of applied chemistry. Come and enjoy a summer snack.
Yum.
Yum. You know, I often think, like, who made the first cake? Do y'all ever think things like
how
that?
I'm going to put eggs and sugar together and this and the flour.
Yeah.
And
how did you get there? I know.
But we are very thankful for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mystery person.
Yes.
God bless you.
All right. And then for adults, Thursday the 26th at 6 p.m., we've got the English Conversation Club Global Cafe. This is a chance to practice your English speaking and listening skills in a relaxed environment. No lectures, just conversation.
That's a lot of fun. And it's important to note that for the folks who live in the North Davidson area, Sugar Creek is actually your closest branch. The best way to get there right now with all the construction is to go over down Matheson over to North Tryon and go up. As soon as the train work that's going on there, and I think it's 36th Street opens up, that will be a straight shot for you guys.
Thanks, Mark. For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
This week at our Cornelius location, on Tuesday, July 24th at 10 a.m., we have our Daylily Book Club meeting. This month, we will be reading Underground Railroad by Colson Whitehead, which I hear is absolutely fantastic. I've not read that one. I have read another of his, though.
I read that one. It was interesting, and I feel like it would be a good one to do in a book club because I just read it by myself, but would have liked to discuss it more with some other folks because there's a lot to dig into.
Oh, well, I'm gonna have to grab that one. And also, I'll just make a note, if any of you readers out there are missing your North County book clubs, this might be a good one for you to join at the Cornelius location, while our North County branch is temporarily closed for some awesome renovations.
Just a side note, too, about the book. So it's basically kind of a retelling of the Underground Railroad, and it's an actual railroad. Like, they kind of make it, take it more literally.
Oh, cool.
So just kind of gives you an idea of. It's historical fiction, but definitely with a twist.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. On Wednesday, July 25th at Cornelius at 2 p.m., our art club is doing plastic bag printmaking. This is a program for preteens and teens. Exercise your creativity and learn new skills in a group setting. That sounds like an awesome way to repurpose plastic bags rather than have them end up in a landfill. And finally, at Cornelius, Thursday, July 26th at 2, we have Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents TK the Chemist. Explore simple chemical reactions and the use of scientific tools by making a special liquid change colors mysteriously right before your eyes. Make magic powders do something tricky and more. That sounds like a lot of fun. This is for school-age kids ages 5 through 11. For more information on these and any of our programs, please visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Davidson Library, Satellite Studio Sessions, Tuesday, July 24th at 2 p.m. Learn how to create digital media, produce audio and video content while gaining experience with new technologies. Now, I know we've discussed it at several other locations already, but we can't say it enough. This is a really great outlet for creativity as well as exposure to technology. Also, again, for the folks that are at North County users, not too far up the road, just 3 exits up 77 to get to Davidson and Cornelius. So check out those programs.
Two exits.
Two exits. Thank you. History and Historical Fiction Book Club, meeting Wednesday, July 25th at 12 p.m. This particular meeting, they're actually just going to be discussing their favorite books and actually choosing the books that they're going to be reading for the fall. So this is a great time to jump in on this book club if you're new. You can be part of the discussion for what they want to read coming up. So you don't have to have read anything specific for this meeting. Do come with ideas and suggestions for what you would like to read or what you would like to discuss as a group. Snacks and drinks will be provided. New members are welcome. Friday, July 27th, now showing Nine Lives. This is an event for families and folks of all ages. Bring your lunch and watch a movie. A man ends up trapped in the body of his family cat, following a serious accident. In his new life as a feline, he begins to see his loved ones in a new and different light. This is a PG movie, 87 minutes long, but it is for the whole family. I'm not familiar with this.
Me either.
I've never heard of this.
I think I actually saw that movie. It was pretty good.
Really?
So who's the guy?
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy. And in his role as a cat, he helps the family to discover, he unfolds some kind of crime. But he has to communicate with his family as a cat. So he has human intelligence, but he's a cat. He does some funny things. That's it.
Sounds like the perfect way to spend a Friday afternoon.
You're now listening to Mom Jokes with Walker.
To learn about this and other events, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at ImagineOn, on Tuesday, July 24th at 3 o'clock, we have an awesome program for school-age kids and families. It's our Terrific Tuesday, Carolina Raptor Center's Raptors Inspire. Mm. This week's presenter is the Carolina Raptor Center. Live birds of prey will help you discover their kinship with native wildlife and humans. Learn what makes raptors unique in the avian world and explore what actions can be taken to make a difference for our wildlife and our environment. I would run screaming from this program. I am terrified of birds.
Really?
Yes.
It's an unusual thing to be scared of.
Large birds? No.
Not so much.
Not so much.
What's interesting that they chose the word kinship when they're describing the relationship between birds of prey and their prey. I don't know. I think this program has a sense of humor about it that I love. I'm
excited about
this.
Mice might feel differently.
On Thursday, July 26th at 2:30, we have a program for preteens and teens. Learn, connect, and play with Naruto, which is a video game.
It's
aging myself
based on an anime a manga series.
Yes.
So it's a fighting style game, like you would, if those of us are a little bit older, the Mortal Kombat or the Tekken or Street Fighter, but it's got the Naruto world.
Okay.
So I believe it's 2D side-scrolling kind of thing. So you're just typical fighter. Smash Brothers, if it's like, if you know Smash Brothers.
Oh, I do.
So it's that style of game. All right, but
you're getting on my level now.
In the Naruto universe.
And this is happening in the Teen Loft on Thursday, July 26th at 2:30. And finally, this week at ImagineOn, on Thursday, July 26th at 5:30, we have our Active Reading Mentor Training. You might have heard about our active reading programs that we've had in the system recently. This training is for mentors, and those would be the people who are interested in teaching active reading techniques. So if you work with children, if you are a teacher, if you're a volunteer, this program is definitely up your alley. And Mark, tell us a little bit more about
it. Yes. What's different between this and our other active reading programs is that this is really focusing on caregivers and teachers and people that are working with kids in their job and training them how to do the techniques of active reading with the children that they care for. So our other programs are very focused on the relationship between the parent and the child. This one is kind of going outside that and focusing on those community people or the people in the community that are caregivers for children. So you may not have a child, but you work with children. This is the program for you. You don't need to bring a child for this program. This really is focused on teaching adults the techniques of active training and the areas of focus to really engage children while you're reading. And it is really a great series.
Thanks so much, Mark. And for information on these and all of our programs, please visit cmlibrary.org. This has been What's Happening at CM Library with the events for July 23rd through July 28th. Thank you so much for joining us. For more information on any of these programs, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.